This is Fresh Air. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of a new recording by composer and alto saxophonist Ornette Coleman and his electric band, Primetime. The music is based on what Coleman calls harmelotic theory, the word harmelotic being a contraction of harmony, motion, and melody. Kevin says there's confusion about what the term means, but the new recording lets you hear what Coleman is talking about, and more people are likely to listen because Grateful Dead guitarist Jerry Garcia is playing with the band.
A few months ago, a friend told me with a snicker that the Grateful Dead's guitarist Jerry Garcia was recording with my hero, Ornette Coleman. He waited for me to explode. I told him it sounded like a good idea, which confused my friend. I said, remember the old Dead song Tennessee Jed, where Garcia kept mulling over one phrase and then kicked it up a couple of notes higher? Modulations like that are the key to how Ornette Coleman's music works, the system for improvisers he calls harmelotics. Playing harmelotically, you can paraphrase a melody or improvise a new one, like any jazz musician. But in a harmelotic band, each musician may play that melody in any key or at any tempo. Such freedom leads to polytonal, polyrhythmic music, but the basic idea is simple. Since everyone's playing the same tune, the sound will make sense if the musicians listen to each other. Coleman's band Prime Time sounds better than ever on his wonderful new album, Virgin Beauty, for the Portrait label. It's a painless lesson in how harmelotics works. You can hear the way Coleman uses rhythmic modulation on Bourgeois Boogie, his rethink of Grazin' in the Grass. Stating the circular melody on alto sax, Coleman speeds up the main phrase on the third repeat, changing the tension in the line the way a leap into another key would. Jerry Garcia is on three of Virgin Beauty's 11 tracks, but he's less guest star than team player. Garcia blends into the general hubbub of Prime Time's two guitars, two electric basses, and two drummers. All those rattling strings underscore the parallels between Prime Time's music and guitar-heavy African pop, but this band has been together since the mid-70s, long before Afropop became a fad. Coleman's harmelotic method can be applied to any music. His composition Happy Hour is a bar band's hoedown. The way the guitarists play one whining lick in several keys is harmelotic too. Thank you. Primetime has never sounded more flexible or light on its beat. I like the way the two bass players stay out of each other's way. But I don't mind that Coleman may upstage the group. As a saxophonist, he has a weakness for a few pet phrases, but his sound is so down-home and bluesy, he always sings from and to the heart. Here's a bit of his dirge, Unknown Artist. Ornette Coleman's music is usually thought of as difficult to listen to, but with Deadheads in his corner, Third World Rhythms on tap, and plenty of his alto out front, Coleman's never had a better shot at having a hit. If there's any justice, Virgin Beauty will sell a zillion.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. Virgin Beauty, the latest from Ornette Coleman, is on the Portrait label. This is Fresh Air.